Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Say that 10 times. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to School Talk. Hey, we're doing it again. 2015. My line here is 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Ooh, we got a good show for you today, an awesome show for you today. We're going to do some great things here today. We got some awesome students in the studio. It's going to be a full. We're going to have teachers in the studio. We got students in the studio. We got parents in the studio. Studio. Going to be full today. Got my producer. Hey, push the magic button, because you're here. That's right. That's right. Brianna Cooper, that's your name? Mm-hmm. No, that's not your name.
Yep.
You're busy. I can't hear you through my microphone. Are you pushing your own magic button?
There we go.
Now I can hear you through your magic button. Brianna Cooper, girl, you've been busy.
I have been busy.
I mean, you're the editor of the Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're the producer of this worldwide known premier school. Our School Talk community show. You just been awesome.
Thank you.
You've been busy. Give yourself a put magic button for yourself.
Whoa!
Yeah, I noticed some of the stories you wrote on the Spotlight on the internet last night. You wrote a lot of stories. About 16 stories.
Yeah.
New stories.
A lot of those are from last year.
Man. Yeah. That means you got 15, 20 more for this year. You're going to need a whole new page. That is awesome. You're doing some great things in publication. All my students doing great things. That's what we're going to talk about, doing great things here at Giant 90.9. Great things here in the high school. But today, we're going to deal with debate, and we're going to deal with the Giant Speaker, Speech and Debate. So before I get to that and introduce my guests, I want to know what's going on, what some of the things that's going on in the school. But before I get, I got one, I got two, I got three. We'll fix you up. If you didn't hear anything, we'll get headphones on you. And we got four headphones going. See if you can hear anything through that. Yeah, we do. We're going to sit you right out here. And we're going to do a little maintenance here. Can you hear me now? Oh, you can? She said, yeah, good. We'll fix her up. Now, there's a lot of things happening in the school today. And before we get to what's going on with the kids, let's find what's going on with the
Big Board.
All right, tonight, Marion County Tournament. Warren Central versus Ben Davis is at Southport starting at 6 p.m.
Hey.
And on Saturday for girls basketball, Ben Davis travels to Pike, and the tip-off is at 1:30 p.m. And don't forget, on Monday, January 19th, there will be no school for Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And for more information on Dr. Martin Luther King Expressions of Freedom Contest, be sure to see Mr. Smith for more information on that. And don't forget, coming in May, the WBDG 49-49 Marathon is coming up, so be prepared for 49 straight hours of radio broadcasting.
49 hours. Oh, my gosh.
And for more Ben Davis and community news, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WBG or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/giant90.9. That's been another edition of
If My Memory Served Me Correctly, the marathon is awesomely fun. Is that a word? As my students gather around my microphones now, I'm going to introduce my students. The Giant Speakers, folks, Speech and Debate, the teams here at Ben Davis High School. Every year we get a batch, either new batch, old batch, the same batch, mixed up batch, but they just awesome. So I'm going to have my students introduce themselves and briefly let you know what areas that they perform in. So I'm going to start with my ladies. I'm going to start with Shy. And Shy Tuck, correct? Yeah. See, her name is Shy, and this is crazy. She's in debate, and her name is Shy. So that name, you know the name don't match what she's in, because the debate, you got to be all up in her face. No, tell me more about what you do in debate, Shy, your type areas.
I do public forum debate. So it's a 2-on-2 debate about more of statistical data. And right now we're talking about the United Nations.
Okay.
And whether or not we should have offensive action in certain nations.
Cool. And my other lady in the house, is it Ellie? Oh, Ellie Johnson. And you're a junior or senior?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior? All right, great. Tell me some of the things that you do, your areas.
Well, right now I'm in Prose and Scripted Duo, which are two events, and they're both scripted.
Okay.
Like
my show sometimes. But I get off script, but go ahead.
Well, my Prose is, it's kind of a storytelling event, but it's a piece that I've had since the beginning of the year, and I just practice it and I compete with it all throughout the year. So it doesn't change. It's about a 24-year-old Mormon who has never had sex. And so she kind of...
Hey, y'all, this is my show. We deal with everything. But go ahead.
So it's a really good story, and it's a great message for people that, you know, sometimes saying yes can actually be saying no, and sometimes saying no can actually be saying yes. And it teaches us about the value of yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good story. And then my scripted duo is, it's called Untidy Endings by Harvey Fierstein. It's about a guy who leaves his wife for another man, and then he dies of AIDS. And then it takes place after his death. And the wife and the partner are meeting to sort through his things, and it's a great story.
Okay.
So that's what I compete with the whole
cool.
year.
Cool. And the man in the house, Romeo. Name's Romeo. You're a junior. Baron. Baron Toss. I messed it up, didn't I? Say it. What's your last name?
Barrientos.
Barrientos. Yeah. Barrientos. I'm like, say it sexy. I'm just kidding. Emerson said that. But go ahead. Tell me what areas you debate.
I'm in Prose as well as Scripted Duo and Dramatic and Humorous Interpretation. And me and Ellie are both in Prose and have competed alongside each other throughout the whole year. And it's really been a good experience to be with Ellie this whole time, since the beginning of the year, because we've really been neck and neck a lot of the time. And sometimes I pull up and sometimes she's really been up there. And it's a good experience to have Ellie there to push me forward with my Prose. And my Prose is about a man who's going through a pregnancy with his teenage girlfriend, who is actually having to deal with if she should decide to have an abortion or not. And something like that is super difficult to talk about, and to be able to speak about that with other people and to be able to express something like that, that's such a hard topic to talk about. It's really a good experience and a good piece to have overall. And I have a dramatic piece, which is actually very similar, talking about pregnancy with his teenage girlfriend again. So, I mean, you can see the consistencies here. And I have a humorous piece, which is a spinoff of Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. And yeah, that's probably one of my favorite pieces. And So.
Now, if I put your ages together, you'll probably be maybe around 60 something. See, I'm 60 years old. The topics that you guys are talking about, these are real life, in your face, today type topics.
Yeah.
I know you realize that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just at, I know you're going, you're doing stories and you're acting out, but these things, people deal with this stuff every day. Does it affect you guys?
Well,
Romeo?
Really, it's something that's not there for us personally, but then it has to be at the same time for us to be able to get where we are and do the things that we have to do. We have to put ourselves in the characters, even though we've probably never experienced these things, these boyfriends with AIDS and these girlfriends who have babies. These things we don't really experience, but we have to connect with it and just add our own piece of it into it, even though it's something that we really can't relate to.
Ellie?
Well, that's the hardest thing about speech. It's so subjective, and the fact that these pieces are given to us and we are unable to connect with them, we try to connect with them, but the fact that it's such a touchy subject, like Romeo's piece about abortion and stuff. I mean, some judges may or may not like that, which is the hardest part because it's so subjective. And you really just, you have to do the best you can with the piece you have. And I mean, some judges may like it and some may not. It just really depends. But speech is just trying to get a message out. And sometimes the message can be offensive. Sometimes people don't agree with the message, but it's really how you portray the message, which is what I love so much about speech.
Shy?
Well, for debate, it's not, I guess, not as objective. However, we are talking a lot about politics, and depending on if your judge is a Democrat or Republican, it might depend. But it's really important to understand, like, the different sides, so we're well-informed about current events, mm-hmm. foreign policy, and that can really make us better, well-rounded individuals, especially if we want to go on to do things like being a lawyer or something. That's really what debate's for.
And you really hit it right on the head, because these topics that you guys are dealing with at this early age, I would say, does mold you to the point where you're smarter about decisions that you'll have to make in the future, and even with your peers, to be in a position to say, hey, you're going down the wrong road. And based on what I know, and sometimes I know, sometimes you guys are the ones who will get to your peers before an older person will when they're doing the wrong thing. So do you you think your speech, your debate have effects on you in that way? Anybody?
Well, yeah, I think it's definitely changed my ability to see things that I really never paid attention to. I've really had so much ignorance and so been so stubborn about these topics, about abortion and all these gay rights and things like that. It's not that I was against them or with them, and that's something that people have to understand, that you can't ignore these things. They're always around us, and to be able to really understand these things and go through them, I guess you can say, and kind of be in the shoes of these people and mm-hmm. see what they go through and all these hardships, it really opens you up to understanding their struggles and understanding how good you have it. And then you realize that's the best way to learn, that you have to understand other people's struggles and their hardships before you can judge them. And that's really something that I've learned and how I deal with certain things like that.
Teach, Romeo, teach.
So, like,
Ellie?
Pregnancy, abortion, religion, these are all things that in speech we hear about all the time in our daily lives. We hear about teenagers getting pregnant in high school and stuff. But it's something that we never really are able to experience ourselves. But speech and interpretation, when you're able to put yourself in somebody's shoes like that, and you do research on the topic before you perform and choose how you want your character to be, it really, really opens up your mind. And it makes you put yourself outside of yourself for once, and step into somebody else's shoes, and to realize that, you know, this is not something that people go through. I mean, it's not easy. It's not the stereotype you might think it is. I mean, there's lots of other background stories to maybe a reason why a teenager is pregnant or something. And speech really opens you up to that. So.
Chuck.
And as for debate, you really do learn a lot of stuff. You learn about these different topics you never would have thought to research on your own. You would, like, last year we talked about the situation in the Sahel region of Africa, which is West Africa. Mm-hmm. We learned about the militaries and terrorism in there. That's never what we really think about. Like, when I was little, we always heard, yeah, of course you eat your plate of food, or else, you know, there's kids in Africa that would like it. But I never learned about the whole background of all the terror and the hardships militarily on there. And it's just learning about all these things in debate to make you a well-rounded individual. You're no longer really ignorant about foreign policy, about politics. And that, I think that's great.
Man, I find me a new team. This is my team, y'all. I don't care what y'all say. Because, you know, the purpose of the course is to teach these students to learn to confront a problem by looking at it from multiple sides. That's there in debate and in speech, as your Romeo and Ellie talk about. Now, that is something many of our youth in Indianapolis need to learn. And I'm going to talk about that. You know, I think we need to teach debate, speech to every student in the state of Indiana. Be a what's that word? Say it for me. Say it for me. Pre-questry. When it's required, you got to have it. It's
prerequisite.
There you go.
I was like,
hey, I'm in humor too. we're going to take about 30 seconds to clear the board. I want to talk about that. I think, I mean, students can learn a lot from a speech and debate and how to treat each other at home and at the mall. We'll talk about that too. Come on back.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
How important was that text? Texting and driving. Let's not.
Bingo, 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 bingo. Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. We're talking about some stuff and things, giant speakers, and there's some awesome speech and debate speakers in my studio today. I'm going to give them all jobs in my company. Yeah, I will. I'm going to plug my own company, Emerson. Romeo and Ellie and Shy, they're in the studio. So awesome students. And what I was talking about earlier about, you know, a lot of folks read the news. They had a brawl a week ago at Castleton Square Mall. And now there's an open letter out to the parents not to drop your students off, just to hang around and let the mall be the babysitter. So a lot of students, not just this incident, but other incidents, in my opinion, lack the skills when it comes to conflict resolution. Now, I do know in debate, especially with you, Shy, you're dealing with face-to-face, one-on-one, in your face, your opinion versus someone else's opinion. Am I correct?
Definitely.
Definitely. So you're there, and you're in that context, what you might say, whereas you have your point of view, and they have theirs. So you're confronting a problem, but looking at it from multiple sides and trying to find solutions, and at the same time trying to defend your side of the equation. In the form of sense of words, you're trying to debate your side. He or she's going to debate theirs, but you're going to deal with this confrontation in the context of words, not fisticuffs.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And the problem with some of our youth in today is they don't know how to deal with conflicts and resolutions and to bring that conflict to a peaceful resolution without hitting each other or hurting each other. I'm a former state trooper, and it hurts my heart when young people go out and they got problems, and we all got problems. If you're living, you got a problem. Everybody in this room got some type of problem. If you're dead, you ain't got no problem. But if you're living, you got problems. And you need to learn how to deal with those problems. That's why I say they should take debate. They should learn how to take some type of speech so they know how to deal with conflicts. Because you guys, in debate, you dealing with those type issues. And you told me before that those affect you, in your daily walks. And that's why I said all students need to take debate or speech. And what's your next contest?
That's tomorrow, actually. Yeah, at Lafayette Jeff, mm-hmm. And we'll be waking up tomorrow at 5:45.
Like today.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh yeah. Well, actually, we'll be up at 5 then, so that's good.
Although debate, we don't have a meet this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're actually practicing, but next weekend it's actually districts at Brebeuf.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Now, as you go through in life and when you get to the college level, do you guys plan on continuing the speech and debate each one at a time? Romeo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay. You can, I mean, my daughter went to college and they changed her major 3 times once they got into college. I mean, the main thing is, first question is, you three are going to college, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I do believe in corporal punishment. And I know you know what that means, because if I do that, I'll be off the show. And your parents be chasing me around town. I'll be in a conflict directory. I'll be having a conflict somewhere. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. What college are you going to? Ellie, where are you going to go?
I don't know.
It's okay.
I do know that based off of friends I've had that have graduated and that have been on the speech team, the college speech is something totally different. Not completely different, but, mm-hmm. I mean, they have different rules. They have different events, and it seems like a lot of fun. But personally, right now I have my mind on L.A. Film School. I want to do something in film. I want to make movies.
Okay.
So if we're really wherever my dream is Take Me, and if they have a speech team there, mm-hmm. by all means, I'm going to join. I'm going to come back during breaks. I'm going to work with the speech team here, mm-hmm. And I'm hopefully not going to forget about it completely, because speech will always have a place in my heart, and Ben Davis' speech team will too. So.
Okay. Awesome.
Ooh. Well, Shy? For me personally, I'm wanting to go somewhere like MIT or Stanford, but I honestly don't really want to go into something about politics. I want to go into aerospace engineering, actually. The reason why I joined debate was to work on my public speaking skills to make me a more well-rounded person. Mm-hmm. And it really has done that. But when I get to college, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of kids there who are amazing from all around the country. So I don't know. I'll think about it. That'll definitely be in my mind. But as far as the college level, I joined it so I can have better skills when it comes to speaking.
Mm-hmm. Romeo,
finally got my answer. So. The way Ellie was speaking about it, it actually made me remember, and that's what I was thinking about, was in college-level speech, it's so much more difficult than it is here at high school level. I mean, both are very difficult, but on college level, it's really practically your full-time job. I mean, I know people that have graduated who actually get paid from their college just to be in speech on their speech team. So really, it is a full-time job because they're working and practicing 40 hours a week just for speech. So in terms of staying in speech for college, I don't think that's the best bet. I know that I've learned a lot from the speech team here, and I know that I'll carry that on for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. But in terms of going into a speech direction for my career, I don't think it's something that's in the cards for me. But I really do want to stay in film and photography and really stay on the media side of everything and acting, and I'm actually going to or focusing on going to the same college as Ellie, or in that general direction of UCLA. Of UCLA and USC, University of Southern California. So yeah, that's good.
Now, we got to stay in contact. We gonna make some money. Now when I talk about next Monday we're out of school, January 19th. School's closed for Martin Luther King. And the kids are doing some great things here at the high school. I want to touch on that for in a second. But Martin Luther King said, and I quote, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they are not, I can start over. I'm going to be judged right now. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will be judged by the color. They will not be judged by the color of the skin, but by the conduct of their character." MLK, Martin Luther King. Now, you guys have shown right here that your character is going to put you in a position to being judged positively. That's like the Joker over here. And I think, and when you talked about going to other different fields in college, and Shai, you talked about how this public speaking help you with your any other career or in a business career or whatever it might be, you're absolutely correct. And I once again, I say young people of the world need to know how to deal with conflict resolution, and debate and speech will help you deal with that. Ben Davis High School, Bree, tell me shortly, just real quickly, so something going on with our MLK program here at Ben Davis High School.
Yeah, so there's a Expressions of Freedom contest that's underway now, mm-hmm. that I think Mr. Smith is running, I believe. Mm-hmm. And basically, there are different categories you can enter. I believe that there's a different theme every year. I'm not exactly sure what the theme is this year, but usually it's, you know, something about building tolerance. It's hopeful future. So, like, there are different categories you go into. I know there's a written category, like a film category, where you can record, like, a video. And so, basically, it's just doing or speaking your mind, essentially, mm-hmm. which is something that debate and speech kids are pretty good at. So, and talking about issues that we face currently.
Awesome. Ben Davis High School is all over the place, y'all. Now, I know in the school announcements, there was a call-out. Is it an after-school group? Can anyone join that?
Yeah, actually, anyone, even including freshmen from the Freshman Center, and everyone 9 through 12 can actually join Ben Davis speech and debate as well. That's cool.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, even though if you don't want to go into it as a career, this will help you be a better student and deal with conflicts that you're going to face. Because you got some knuckleheads out there. I'll just say it. You got a bunch of, got 10% of the population, I think, are knuckleheads. That's just me. That's just Emerson talking, you know. And you got to deal with those 10%. And if you got some better ammunition, your brain and the ability to speak, where you can deal with conflicts, don't have to always got to deal with it in a violent way like they did at the Castleton Square Mall. That just makes me so mad. I like going shopping. I just hate when knuckleheads mess up things for everybody else. And so now you can't even go out there. Your kids make, I get on parents too. Why you want to just take your kid and drop them off at the mall and say, well, I'll come back and get you in 3 hours, you know? And your kid don't mind you at home. How they going to mind somebody at the mall? They don't mind you at home anyway. Are they going to mind somebody else? Oh, don't get me started. I get all crazy up in here. But anyway, but you guys are on the right track, and you're doing it the right way. And Mr. Peters and Mr. Fraley, the teachers and the coaches, doing some awesome things here at Ben Davis High School. I know you're going to smoke them at the contest. And we got about 4 minutes left. I want you guys to tell me, so far, what's been your favorite part of speech or debate?
I think my favorite part was definitely meeting all these people and crossing all these boundaries that will help me so far in life, because really these things you really don't learn without experience. You can't just pick up one day and say, hey, I'm really good at speaking and I'm really good.
You got that right. I still can't talk.
And you can't just go in front of people and talk about something so tender and so difficult like abortion and pregnancy like we were speaking about earlier, because it's something that goes to a lot of people, and it's really something that you can't talk about, and you have to learn these things, and you have to learn how to be close to people and have to put your heart on the table for certain people and just see what that does for you in life and see how it teaches you.
Wow, that's huge. Ellen?
I have two favorite parts.
Okay.
The first one is, yes, it's Romeo. And just building a relationship with the team we have here. I can honestly say that it's probably the closest family I've ever had outside of my blood family. Mm-hmm. I love them all to death. Romeo, Destiny, everybody on the team, they just, I don't know, we developed this bond and this relationship that's indescribable. Mm-hmm. And then the second part I love so much about speech is actually being able to share your message. So you can write your own piece if you want. You can pick your own piece. You are given a piece, and you have to connect with it, and you have to find the message within itself, and you have to share it. Like Romeo said, it's what Mr. Fred always tells us. You have to go out there and put your heart on the table and give it absolutely everything you can. Make it like your last performance ever, and that's the feeling I love so much, just being able to spread your message. And, I mean, it's not just giving speeches. I mean, it's so much more than that. It's your heart and your soul, and it's things that people actually go through, and you have to just give it your all, and that's what I love so much about it.
Deep, true, Shy.
And as for me, on the debate team when I joined freshman year, there was a large family there. It was it's different from the speech family, of course, but and now that Mr. Peters is our new coach, it's starting to get back to those basics. We're starting to, you know, be as one again, and I really enjoy that. I think that's a great aspect of the debate team, and, you know, as obviously the speech team is extremely similar. As for the actual skill of debate, I enjoy the fact that we are given a topic to think about, to know about. We talk about immigration, prisons, healthcare. We talk about all these different things, and it just gives us initiative to be well-rounded, and versus actually being like, well, I don't know, the news says, like, most of us don't actually go out and read the news. But now that we're in debate, we are given a purpose to, and it's, you know, it's fun. It's something to help us get well-rounded and know these facts.
Well, Mr. Fraley and Mr. Okay, I was leaning that quick. The other teacher, coach, Mr. Peters, you're doing the right thing. You heard these students talk. You can see that your efforts are paying off. The contest is when? Our next speech contest?
Tomorrow.
Giants are going to take this. The Giants are going to take this. I'd like to thank Romeo, Ellie, Shy. You guys give me inspiration. I have a business. And it's a speaking business, and one day we'll talk about my business. So you're an inspiration to me as I deal with the things that I deal with in my world. And you're so correct on so many points when it comes to communication, speaking, dealing with conflicts. And I still wish every student could take some type of debate or speech. It will make you a better student and make this world a better place to live and make them all a nicer place to go when knuckleheads are messing up. When it comes to dealing with conflict resolutions and using your brains and your talents to deal with those conflicts and not violence. You guys are an inspiration to me, and I'm 60-year-old man with 4 grandchildren, check 5. So you can take an old man like me, and I'm inspired by what you guys are doing. You guys just made my day, and I'm going to enjoy listening to this show on the replay on Sunday at 2 o'clock and on the podcast on the Audio Boom. Because you gave so much information out and so much of your heart you laid out today, I can see that you're going to do great in the contest because you really made a good impression on me today because I'm really tickled purple to have you here on the show. So thanks for being
well,
here. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, man.
It was a great experience to talk about all of this and share our thoughts.
Well, just to know, you made my day.
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was good to be here, and we're glad that we were able to share our message, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely. Thank you for having us.
And shy, you ain't shy. And ain't is in the dictionary now, so I guess I can say ain't. So check them out, folks. Look up, look out. Here they come, here they come. Because guess what, y'all? Students, teachers, remember, our students are the future. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. So remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. You like sagging pants? Really? She hates sagging too. I hate sagging. Just can't pull your pants up. So get frostbite. Few special schoolers. Use of Yeah, see you later. Romeo, out the door. They run out here to go into class. The Bruce is best on school talk. Let's say the Bruce Emerson of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, a giant 90.9. Those are Emerson Views. See you next week on School Talk.